from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Impressed what Rippon's been able to do. He's got two incompletions, and both of those were drops. He's thrown some good balls.
Rippon end zone. Touchdown, Chicago. Tommy Sweeney.
All right. Happy Friday. The Morocco soccer team takes a 1-0 lead on the U.S. on a penalty kick that looks like it maybe shouldn't have been a penalty. 1-0. 32nd minute.
In the quarterfinals.
33rd minute, quarterfinals. Jeremy and Joe. Okay, so the write-in vote. Yesterday, we asked the question, which is, okay, in a non-Super Bowl winning season for the Bills, what would mean more to you? Allen wins the MVP, or the Bills win the AFC, which means you go to the Super Bowl but lose it. So you have a choice. Lose the Super Bowl in the Super Bowl, or Allen wins the MVP and you're not going to make the Super Bowl. And losing in the Super Bowl won the poll, but not by that much.
Allen's the final number?
Let me pull it up here.
It's like just over 50.
Allen winning the MVP represented two things. One, he gets the MVP, so you have a great season, you have a lot of fun. And two, the Bills don't lose a Super Bowl, which I think is very key there. There were a number of people that said, I can't take another loss. I'd rather lose before it. 53% said AFC title. 40% said Allen MVP, and then 6% said, just show me the results. They didn't want to vote. Sometimes, I don't know really, I probably shouldn't have put that in there, but I did. Sometimes polls will say results because you don't want to vote. You just want to see what people did. Because you can't see the results of a poll unless you vote in it. So anyway. So a 13-point win for the AFC title over Allen wins the MVP. But that's with 3,800 votes, Joe, 40% of them said, I'd rather Allen win the MVP than the Bills make the Super Bowl and lose. The write-in vote that I don't know the final numbers on this, there might have been 15. McDermott gets fired.
McDermott gets fired?
Because the question was, what would be the best thing that could happen for the Bills if they don't win the Super Bowl? Like 15 write-ins, McDermott gets fired. Which represents, of course, there's always that undercurrent of fans that thinks
they'll never win with him.
Right. That they got to get out from under this guy. I'm not one of those that's banging that drum. I think he's a pretty good coach. I think he's pretty good at game management for the most part. He has made his mistakes. Lots of coaches do. Lots of them. A lot of them are a lot worse than he
Compared to his peers, he's good.
I agree.
Yes.
I do agree with that. And he's open to...
In a vacuum, there are times he drives me nuts. compared to his peers, he's good.
Yep, I would agree with that. Maybe you think it's style, it's asset management, whatever. But
yep,
it reminded me that anytime we bring him up, that there's a contingent, you know, there's a faction that's ready to see him go in any scenario where they don't win.
That would prefer that you're telling me they don't win the Super Bowl? Okay, have them win 5 games. Is there a faction out there is that what it would take? Three games, whatever it would take. Horrible season, they bottom out, it's a disaster, it's embarrassing, they're the joke of the league, and he gets fired for it.
I just don't think he'd get fired for it. I mean, I really don't.
Then he ain't getting, well, I mean, like, part of their answer is, I mean, what, how do you get there? Like, I don't know that your answer is possible.
The only way you
the Bills getting the Super Bowl and losing is possible. Allen winning MVP is possible. McDermott getting fired is,
I wouldn't say
they go winless.
Yeah, I mean, it's not impossible, but it's just so unlikely that maybe it becomes difficult to entertain.
Yeah.
803-0550. Taking some calls on Olympic golf. Blue and red tonight.
I think I've learned this offseason, I don't know what it is. All of the Super Bowl winning coaches, I feel like I've got a problem with. Okay. Except for Andy Reid. Like, Tomlin drives me nuts. If you looked, really, there's three in a row there. Tomlin, Peyton, McCarthy, who are all currently head coaches in the league. Even Harbaugh to a lesser degree for me, but really it's those previous three. Tomlin, Peyton, McCarthy, all won Super Bowls, and that all happened over a decade ago, and I feel like they're all living off that right now and actually aren't that great of coaches.
Well, you're conflicted because you're more in love with the new age coach.
Yes.
Like McVay, LaFleur.
McDaniel.
But you hate Kyle Shanahan.
I don't want to say I hate Kyle Shanahan.
You are a Shanahan hater.
I was. I've softened on him a little bit. He still hasn't won a Super Bowl. He might have forgotten the rules in the overtime of the Super Bowl also. He's blown how many? Is it three double-digit leads in the Super Bowl now?
Yes, I mean, does an offensive...
It's kind of like McDermott.
Does an offensive coordinator blow a lead?
Right, he's the only coordinator that's ever been blamed for a Super Bowl.
For a defense giving up a 25-point lead.
Right. But he's kind of like McDermott in that way, isn't he? There's a lot of winning there. He's definitely a great coach, and there are some gaffes in the playoffs that... Maybe not even as egregious as the 13-second game, but I've got multiple double-digit leads in the Super Bowl that you haven't overcome. Well, that was never even my big problem with him, though. My big problem with him was I felt like he was purposely keeping his offense to be centered around a limited quarterback, that he didn't want a guy that could go above and beyond the system. There was always smoke out there about how Trey Lance was never the guy he wanted, that he wanted Mac Jones. He wanted a field manager that could run his offense and not go outside of structure. But then, like, the reason I've softened on that is that's what I thought Purdy was. And the more Purdy plays, it does feel a little more and more like he is more than that. Maybe not a ton. He's not Allen. He's not Mahomes. But that he's not quite Jimmy Garoppolo clone, you know? And as Purdy's developed in that way, I guess that's where I've really softened on Shanahan. Is I thought before he would purposely avoid that type of quarterback because he wants his system to be the thing that makes the offense run. And now he's got a quarterback that's not quite just, let me check the ball down all the time like Garoppolo would.
Yeah, Purdy's pretty good.
He's better than Jimmy Garoppolo was.
Yeah.
Like, I feel very confident in that right now.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
803-0550. We have a couple callers on the golf at the Olympics. Let's get to Rick in Geneva as we connect with our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Hey, Rick.
Hey, guys. Great show as usual. I just had a comment on golf and in the Olympics. You know, my opinion is that you should have sports in the Olympics, and golf is not a sport. It's a recreational activity. You know, and the golfers are good at their job. It's a great game, but you know, you're trying to put people like John Daly in the same class as Simone Biles. It's not the same. And the Olympics should be reserved for sports. That's my comment.
Okay.
And I'll listen to what you have to say.
Thanks, Rick. I'm going to have a little fun with it. I mean, swimming is a recreational activity. So is walking and running. So is sailing.
Yep.
So is jumping on a trampoline. So is, like I said, I just want to have fun with this. I appreciate what you said. What else could you do recreationally? Shooting.
Yep.
Basketball.
Kayaking.
Kayaking is a recreational activity.
Kayaking is in the Olympics.
Imagine if there was
whitewater rafting.
Imagine if there was an Olympic activity, Olympic kayaking, but it was a recreational kayak.
Have you guys seen what they do with the kayaking, though?
They do crazy stuff. I'm talking about
the slalom. Let's watch
them check out this bird chirping in the trees recreationally in a kayak. Ooh, yes, excellent. Look at he's maintained such a still position. The bird has landed on the kayak.
What about table tennis?
Recreational activity.
Yeah. Right.
It's in game rooms.
We've all done it.
What else is a recreation? I mean, golf is definitely a sport. And I don't know that anyone's trying to put John Daly in the same conversation as Simone Biles.
I'm not sure the two have ever been said in the same sentence before this moment.
I mean, Daly is a comic book character, and Simone Biles is on t-shirts that say the GOAT. So.
Right. We also went to the extreme end of the spectrum for golfers with John Daly, didn't we?
Yeah, I get it. I thought you were going to say it's reserved for sports and golf is a game. Sometimes people kind of get around it with that language. But I got Rory on a hot mic screaming bleep off after hitting a bad shot. Chunky.
Hmm.
What's that like?
Hitting a ball.
Hitting a bad shot. Yeah, what's that like? Never done that. Never. Can't relate. That's probably true because I can't even hit a chunk lately. Jeff in Tampa. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, I got a golf idea, but just first, it's called the Olympic Games and not the Olympic Sports for a reason.
Look at this.
If it was a recreational idea, like you'd just have bird watching. So, no, forget about that. But my golf idea is, what if we add the time element like some other sports or other games do, I should say, you know, where you only have a certain amount of seconds or time to hit a shot, or whoever finishes the hole quickest gets extra points. It's like a point system.
There is speed golf, by the way. And there are speed golf championships.
Yep.
Would you want that? Would you sign up for that? Again, if the goal is to get games that you don't see anywhere but the Olympics, if they just said, you know what, we're going to do speed golf.
I would watch that, yeah.
Meanwhile, another Rory highlight. I just told you he chunked a ball and swore on a hot mic. He also apparently has hit a flag stick from 260 out to set up an eagle. Yeah, and you know, we've all done that.
He's had a wild year, huh?
Same guy. What a game.
Yep.
What a game. Chunks one. hits one 260 for eagle. That happens. What other recreational activities? I'm really loving this. Just how many sports could be treated as recreational activities?
Tennis. Yeah, I play tennis once a week with my brother. That's recreational.
Can it be? I mean, he might have been going with your heart rate doesn't go up.
Ping pong.
Yeah, we had. Yep.
But your heart rate. I mean, look at those guys playing ping pong. They're crazy.
It is pretty crazy. Don't you end up watching these sports and thinking, you know, I'm going to give that a try again. You try ping pong and you realize your rallies don't last more than like three hits. Like, oh, turns out I'm not an Olympian.
Is archery a recreational sport? Karate? No,
I don't know. Like, it's you get into the definition of just doing it for fun. You could do anything for fun.
Weightlifting? No? You wouldn't consider that
recreational?
I'm going to drive to the gym right now and do it. Just to do it. It's the definition of recreational, then. Equestrian. They're just riding horses out there, right? That's all they're doing. They're just horseback riding.
Right.
There you go. That's another one. Swimming.
Swimming
is recreational, right?
Yep. Diving.
Yep. Maybe they all are. Soccer probably isn't. We have that on in here right now.
Yeah, it is. Morocco and the USA. So how does this work?
I hate how soccer doesn't have the pros.
Is this, aren't these young guys? Is this an under what?
It's under 23, but I think you get three exceptions to that. So like Neymar played for Brazil last Olympics, and the US has Tim Ream playing for them. He's like 36.
Walker Zimmerman, I think.
Walker Zimmerman is playing in this.
Hold on. A 36-year-old playing on a team of under 23.
Yeah.
That's like if you had a midget football team. It would be, and you're like, well, but they get to have Debo.
No, that's why it's so dumb. It would be like, imagine the World Juniors. They said, okay, each country is allowed to have one pro, and Canada just puts Connor McDavid out there. I mean, 17-year-old.
I just crossed midgets from hockey to football. But you know what I'm saying? Like, here's your Pop Warner team. And by the way, you also get Aaron Donald.
Yeah. Yep.
You know what? Put that in the Olympics.
Yep. It's so dumb. Olympic soccer is so, well, the men's. The women's, I don't think, has that rule.
No, it's just,
the women's, it's like the teams. It's the best in the world at it.
803-0550. Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show coming up. Sal is in for the show today.
Also, when we come back for Extendo Sports, it is an anniversary in Buffalo Sports.
All right, I'm going to get this.
August 2nd is an anniversary.
Okay. I have an early guess.
Okay.
I know it's not Lossman breaking his leg. That was like July 24th.
I don't think it is.
It's definitely not. I know that it's definitely not.
Okay.
All right. Anniversary in Buffalo Sports. I have a guess when we get back. Ooh. No, I have the right answer, too.
You know it?
I think I have the right answer.
Okay.
Let me just guess it now?
Sure.
My initial guess was going to be Kevin Cobb slipping on a mat. That's not it.
That's not
it. I think it's the Skinner trade.
It's the Skinner trade.
Yeah.
Cliff Poo for Jeff Skinner. I think there were some picks involved.
I might need another Skinner bet this year.
Another one? You have one?
Well, I had one when he scored 40.
Oh.
I bet my buddy Chris $1 every time Skinner scores a goal. And he scored 40 goals, so it was a lot of fun that year, you know, winning 40 times. How many is he going to get this year? 30?
50.
50? All right, Extendo Sports, then Sal coming up on the Extra Point Show.
Stay tuned following.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.